Once upon a time, there lived a beautiful family in a wonderful home in a major industrialized country. They laughed together often, and in general enjoyed their life very much. One day, a small canary knocked on their door. When the father answered, the canary said, "Excuse me for bothering you, sir, but I wanted to let you know that your house is on fire." The man was irritated. "First of all," he said, pointing to a sign on his door, "no soliciting, especially from alarmist doom and gloom canaries," he added. "Second of all, it's been a long, hard day, and I'm watching Seinfeld." The canary had seen this before, so he tried his fragile person strategy. "I didn't tell you the best part," he said to the man. "The best part is that when you come outside, you'll meet your neighbors, be able to dance to a reggae band, and live a more ethical life." Said the man, considering. "But it's cold out, and it's so warm inside." He paused a moment. "I think I'm comfortable where I am, thanks." "It's true, it is cold outside," acknowledged the canary. "Unfortunately, one of the reasons you're so warm is that your house is on fire, and though it won't be as comfortable out here in the short term, we do have blankets, a reggae band, an ethical life, and of course you and your family won't burn up." The family grew more irritated with the canary, and raising his voice said, "You're on private property and there's no soliciting. Look, I don't really think my house is on fire, and if it were, the fire department would be here taking care of it." "You know," he continued, shaking his head, "I can't understand why canaries like you are so cynical and negative. We live in the greatest country on earth. Canaries have been making dire predictions for decades, and they often turn out to be wrong. I'm sure that before house fires become a problem, we'll come up with the technology to fix it." The man looked up past the canary and sighed. He saw some smoke rising into the cold winter sky and wrapped his arms around himself, shivering. "Anyway," he said, gazing down sympathetically at the canary, "we all die eventually, and we'd go nuts if we worried about the future all the time. My advice to you," he said as he closed the door, "be here now, canary."